Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God for you listening in. Another episode, amen, Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Radio, praise God. And letting you know that we love you and we care about your souls. Amen. You know, I know a lot of times people say that I'm a harsh about certain things, but when the truth is spoken, I mean, that was count. Amen. We have to speak truth. You know, there's a lot of things, amen, you know, people said and spoke, which is truth, and then I had to come in line with it. So a lot of people don't understand that. Well, we thank and praise God today for you all viewing in today. We're giving our prayers out to people who are having problems, who's having problems in their home and in their families, those that are sick, those that are incarcerated, those that are having all kinds of problems in their life, praise God. We thank and praise God. We give all God, the glory to God. And all praises due to him. We ask that you pray for us as we go on in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And we thank you today. We've been dealing with the family unit. Amen. The family, man, we're talking about the family, focusing on the family this week. And praise God. And probably next week also, praise the Lord. And let you know that, you know, God wants all family to come together and be productive people, amen, save and in him. So we see today that God loves you. I want to give honor, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's head of my life and my family life, praise God. I want to give honor to our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward, praise God. Give honor to him, of Churches God, the bow away. Amen. Also, our presiding bishop, R.J. McLeod. Amen. Give honor to him, great man of God. Amen. Also, to Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. Give honor to him. Amen. And also, my bishop, praise God, and my pastor, praise the Lord, Adrian M. Shaw. We give honor to him, of Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. Amen. If it's not the Bible Way, amen, it's not the right way. Amen. That's what we say. Amen. So we see here today that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. God loves you, and we care for you also. Praise God. We love you too. Now, as we go on, praise God, we see here that all in this, you know, in America and all over the world, families being ripped apart with so many things, so much going on, amen, is going on in the family. All kind of stuff is going on, amen. So let's name a few of them. Abuse, praise God. Drunkenness, amen. Gambling, all right. All those, those are some of the things, amen. Then you go into, amen, infidelity, fornication, adultery, all these different things that is going on, praise God. Pedophilia, all these things that are going on, is tearing up the family so bad, and it's a sad situation. Homosexuality, lesbianism, all those things are coming against the family, praise God. Also bisexual, all these different things is coming against the family and is tearing the family apart. So, you know, a lot of mistrust, amen, and a lot of all these different things is coming, it's tearing up and ripping up the family. So we see here today, amen, that one of the causes of a lot of things, that one of the main causes miscommunication within the family. All right, communication is where you're off, it's throwed off. And it's a sad situation. I mean, well, husband and wife cannot even sit down and talk their problems out, but they got to fight and fuss and argue and so forth. Instead of coming and say, let's talk together. You know, remember, years ago, you used to come to the kitchen table at supper time and you sit down and talk and have a discussion. All right? Another thing is tearing the family apart is the absence of the father inside the families nowadays. A lot of times, people don't understand that children need their father. All right? And though mothers, a lot of times, on their shoulders, a lot of time to take care of the children, but the children really need their fathers. Really, to keep things together, they need their father. All right? And that's something that you got to have. Amen. So you need to have that. You know, we need to get back to the old path and so forth. What is the importance of a father? All right, the father gives that structure of strength inside the family. All right, and what it does, it's like, especially with young men, they need their father to talk to, and even young girls, they need their father. All right, most girls are more closer to their father than a lot of times their mother sometimes. But I'm telling you, but your father means something, because that way, you know, he's the head of the family. He's supposed to be the head of the family. And I tell people, I say, they come tell me saying they want to get married or anything like that. If they want to get married, the two things they got to have is a place to put their wife, all right, and a job. Amen. The Bible said that. If a man don't take care of his own household, he's worse than the infidel. All right, meaning an unbeliever. So you see that? So people don't understand. You got to take care of your own house. All right, you got to be the king of your own house. You have to do those things. Around up bossing and saying all kinds of crazy things and acting crazy around the children, you're supposed to show authority with some wisdom. Praise the Lord. So we see here today that you got. Now, what about a good father, a good provider? The Bible talks about a good provider. Amen. See, you have to be a good provider. Those that take care of their family by being a good provider. Amen. Even I understand some people had irreconcilable conditions there, all right? So, but the thing is, people, and that doesn't support being in the family. You also should be able to talk to things. Sit yourself down and talk. Amen. And tell me what's on your mind. That used to be an old blues song years ago. So, you need to talk. Amen. Amen. You know, that was a time when songs had meaning, all right? Music had meanings, all right? So we see here today, amen. So we have to sit down and talk and find out what's wrong. What did I say wrong? What I'm doing wrong? What is your feeling about certain things? You know, we have to talk like that. We have to find out what is your feeling, all right? Now, even if your feeling is wrong, let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on here, amen. So a lot of people don't understand that you have to talk. But a good provider is one that depends for his family, all right, that work for his family, provide. And he's also one that teaches his family and his children and show them how to be productive. And he has to be productive also. He has to be resourceful. Amen. Talking about a provider. One that has to be resourceful, all right? But as we see here, the male figure inside the household, I mean, it's supposed to be showing forth strength, all right? It shows authority and strength within to the children and so forth. So we see here, it shows help, all those different things that is supposed to be done. You have to be a good provider, someone that depends, somebody is depending on you, your children is depending on you. Amen. You have to be dependable, reliable, and resourceful. All right. You have to be, you have to teach truth in the family, because a lot of times people come up with all these crazy ideas and you say, oh, wait a minute, hold it. That's not right. It's truth. You have to give some truth in your family, show it how it really is. So people don't understand that. But God tells us those things. Amen. He let us know about a good provider in the family. Amen. So last week we was dealing with Ephesians 5, praise the Lord, and how Ephesians 5, how it talks about these things in Scripture by being, amen, submitted to each other. In the 21st verse, it says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Then it says, wife, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. And that's a problem right there with a lot of families right now, this time. All right. Women supposed to submit themselves to their husband as unto the Lord. But men, you don't go around bullying them and pushing them around and ordering them to do things that you're not even willing to do sometimes. All right. So, you know, you have to be, amen, you have to be a person that is willing to go 100% the whole nine yards. So you got to go. All right. So in other words, you're online also. So as we see here, praise God, I mean, the Bible says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church. Look at that. And look what it says. And he is the savior of the body. See? Therefore, as the church is suggested unto Christ, even so the wife be suggested to their own husband. Amen. Think about it. In everything, that's what the scripture is. Now, husband, love your wife. You hear that? I'm going to say it again. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Think about it, amen. That is something. We have to love our wife. We have to care about her. Okay, well, let me drop down. You can read the rest of all this. Amen. Let me drop down here where it says, so all men love their wife as their own body. All right? Think about that, friend. You know, you know, when your wife hurt, you should be hurting. When your husband hurt, you should be hurting, because y'all one body now. All right? You know, y'all one unit now. And if the family, I told a guy the other day, I said, if your son that is living with you, and he got a drug problem, you got a problem. And they say, why you say that, preacher? Because if he got a bad drug problem, he's going to be taking things out the house to sell. He's going to be breaking in the door to try to get in even when you lock him out. And you're going to have to do something about that. So I said, he got a problem. You know, so y'all all suffer when somebody's suffering. So we see here today that you have to love your wife as your own body, and your son and daughter while they're coming up. You have to love them also and care about them also. You know, in this world, you got people. I was looking at the television the other day, and as I was looking, they showed a script where this man grabbed this 13-year-old girl, and the mother was fighting fearfully. You know, she was trying to hold on to her daughter, because this man was trying to snatch this girl out of this convenience store. And, you know, it's a shame that, you know, America has gotten to something like that. You know, see, people don't understand. I remember years ago when I was in school, when I was in elementary school, They had things, Tessie. They had the Ten Commandments on one wall. On the other wall, they had the Beatitudes. Right? Then the other wall, it tells you, you know, do unto others as you like them to do unto you, all these different things. They had all these things on the wall to put in and instill in people's mind, all right, you know, right from wrong, moral laws, you know. Some people say the golden rule was the Ten Commandments or whatever. But we see here today, society has got so corrupt that men is raping men. And, you know, men is raping young boys. A few months back, they had this man in jail for raping boys. What is going on? All right. You know, think about that, friend. All right. Think about it, you know. So, you know, people need to understand. See, America is going on the wrong path. Even in our Supreme Court, you know, they got their three vital decisions years ago. Okay, and one recently, they did this decision about taking prayer out of the schools. All right, so you know, they took prayer out of the school, and then people, the children started going crazy. All right, then they had this one about the abortion law. The abortion thing, amen. So they had that one. All right, they made a decision on abortion and passed that. All right, and then we go around here talking about how bad Hitler is. What kind of stuff is that? And then we go around here talking about how bad Hitler is, and here they got 40 million children, or 50 million children since those times has been aborted. All right. I mean, living unborn fetuses. All right, you think about that. All right, then they just came up with this other law, amen, that same sex marriages. What is going on here? See, people don't understand. You know, America is going down the tube, man. If somebody don't speak out, amen, somebody don't say something. And then this whole place is, you know, turning some bad, this is a bad situation. Already, men raping young boys, men, people snatching children from right out of the hands of their mom. Something is wrong with America nowadays. We need to pray. We need to go back to prayer and let God bless us, you know. And we have the audacity to sing the song "God Bless America." Come on now, and look at the corruption in America that has happened here. Look what is going on, praise God. Somebody, the real church need to stand up. The real people, they need to stand up and preach the word of God and preach Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. So we see here now, you know. People say, oh, it's okay to be, you know, gay and homosexual and lesbian and all that. But if you read Romans 1, all right, the scripture clearly, you know, shows out. If you read Romans 1, amen, starting at the 20th verse on down, you see what God has put in Paul's mouth to say about it. All right, but we got all these things going on in America. And then you got children. I mean, you got children, all right, you know, we let them stay in front of the TV, all right, in front of the video games, and you see these people drawing blood on these video games and so forth, and then we look at children going carrying guns to school, all right, and they got this program out. They had it the other day. I was looking at it the other day. Killer kids. I said, Lord, what is this world coming? What is America coming to be? Killer kids. Children don't have no remorse, no thought of anything. You know, they just say they did it because they like doing it. You know, they wanted to do it. They don't have no sorrow, no remorse, or nothing like that. But killing people, killing their mothers. And father killing, you know, their own friends and so forth. What? Come on. The Bible says clearly, and it says the wicked should turn into hell and all the nations that forget God. What is America doing nowadays? Amen. The vow of saving wrath are not against flesh and blood. Spiritual wickedness in high places, even within our Supreme Court, even in our government, you know, with these presidents that goes on doing things, you know, come on. Amen. Do our country have any form of godliness anymore? Come on now. We need to go back and start praying, praise God. Because we have stopped praying. When this country stopped praying, stop having any respect or regard for God, this country is going to hell in the handbasket, friend. So I'm letting you know today. See, God is real. God is real. You can tell it because if you breathe, he's real. The scripture says if he takes his spirit and his breath away from all of us, become dust again. Amen. All animals will become dust. Amen. So everybody will become dust again. Praise God. So we see here today, amen, you need to get your life straight today. The Bible tells us, amen, the scripture tells us, amen, to hear and your soul should live. We got to hear the word of God. If you don't hear it and you reject it, you might say, well, that preacher's saying this, that preacher's saying that, I don't agree. Well, you better hear what the word say, the scripture say. Take my word for it. Go to the, don't take my word for it. Go to the Bible where the scripture says this. Amen. So people are doing all kinds of crazy stuff today. Amen. You know, you think about it. You think about it. You know, and I see so many people are playing church instead of being a part of the church. Come on, somebody. And they'll say one thing and do the other thing. And that is definitely wrong, what they're doing. All right. So we see a spiritual weakness in high places. That's what's happening today in this world. Amen. You got all these things going on. And people don't see. You know, Jesus told Peter, he told him to say, you know what spirit that you are? What spirit you are? So, and then he told him to say, get thee behind me, Satan. All right? Because a spirit would come into a person's mind, all right? A thought would come into a person's mind. The father of a deed is a thought, all right? You're thinking about it, all right? And then you go and act on it, all right? So what happened, a lot of people get these crazy ideas and don't search it as it be of God, all right? So you got, I'm telling people today, you are living beneath your privilege if you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, scripture says, amen. So we see here today, you are not of God, all right? How are you going to be of God, amen, and doing some of the things that you do? You know, you need to search yourself among the mirror. You know, in other words, search and find out if you're of the truth, praise God. And let God bless your soul. But I'm saying the family has been torn up and ripped apart because of all these things. And I say it again. Amen. I say it again. Homosexuality. All right. Lesbianism. Bisexualism. Pedophile. All these things. Amen. Killing and lying and deceiving, adultery, all these different things, amen, is coming against the family. Things are torn apart. Amen. The Bible says God made him male and female. All right, this is the reason why a man leaves his father and his mother to cleave unto his wife. We should become one unit, one family, one unit. All right, it's good to see. Look at your children and see you in them. Alright? It's good to see that your son, amen, is going up to be a man as you was a man, all right? Then we ask the question, and this is another question we're going to confront. Amen. Where is the real men? Amen. Where is the real men that stand for us that are going to provide for their family? Amen. Years ago, like I said, family was the, we used to go to war for our family. Amen. You know, yeah, we go for our country, but the families made the country, all right? And if something came a different way, if they had a different way of life and wanted to change our different way of life, we used to go and fight. That's why those people, they sold that idea in Vietnam, remember? They life, they it was different. It's a different form of way. So we fought against communism, all right, because that way of life we was against, all right, because it didn't allow the free market, all right, capitalism, all right. So we see here, we live in a capitalist society, but we fought for that capitalist society, praise God. We fought for it. And see, a lot of people don't understand that you have to fight for your family to stay together. And you men, all right, you know, you men, you do everything you can to keep your family together, amen, and keep instructing them the way they go. You women, I mean, you're the protector of the home, praise God. You know, you're not supposed to bring other men in your house if you married, all right, okay? And you men, all right, you don't supposed to be going out there running around with all the women and you know you're married, all right? You know, what kind of stuff is this here? What kind of society if we are in? If we're in the family unit, we're going to continue next week, praise God. We will be continuing next week, praise God. And we are located, I'm Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton, I mean, in Tampa, Florida. I mean, our address at the church, I mean, it's Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, it's on Osmond and 22nd. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street. All right. Our zip code is 336. Come visit us, and I either write us, praise God. You can write me. I have an email. It's Ernest Braxton, 49. Amen. Ernest Braxton, 49 at gmail.com, praise God. Ernest Braxton 49 at gmail.com. So hey, you can check me up on Facebook also. Amen. We see here today, I'm just coming into knowing the use of Facebook. And so I'm letting you know that we love you and we care about you. So come on and talk to us. Amen. And let God bless your soul, praise God. We love you. We care about your soul. And we want everybody to know they need to come. Listen. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And we see that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. That in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. So you see here, if you're looking for God, you better come through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we thank and praise God for all of you today out there. Let you know that we love you and we care about you. Amen. Amen. So come to Tampa and see us. I mean, if you're in Tampa, Florida, come in to Tampa. We're right across from Miller's Night School and right in front of the Family Health Care Center. Here on Osmond and 22nd in Tampa, Florida, with Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, Pastor, I'm the Elder Braxton. So I'm letting you know, come and let God help you. Also, if you get a chance, visit our Winter Haven location. Praise God. Winter Haven. Over there, where Apostle C. Coward on, I think it's North M Street over there is a Church of God, the Bible over there. So I want you to know that you can come. And we love you. We care about your souls. Amen. And pray for us as we pray for all of y'all out there. Amen. That God bless you and help you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for listening in, people, today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray. Thank you, Jesus, God. Bless us right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus, next is like to say, you oh, Jesus.
You on the phone.
Yeah. What? What you doing?
What the follow me? What's the follow me? Television series, the following. What is this about? Every year. May 18th of
my phone. How you get this here on my phone? The green light and stuff up there.
That's the light.
What light?
That's the light right there. And
see? You press it.
Ain't what?
You press this here and your light come on.
I ain't talking about that.
What?
I know the light come on, you press that.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking this green light up here.
I don't know nothing about that. That's the way it is right there.
Well, it's supposed to be there.
What's supposed to be there?
It's like they've been there before. They've been up. Something. You got that line up there.
This thing is working. It's still 23%.
I don't know what you're going to do.
This is short and this is wide.